This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm David Byrd. With less than a week until Election Day, President Donald Trump and former Vice President Joe Biden and their running mates are making last-ditch pitches to voters. Trump is holding rallies in Arizona, a key Republican state that he won in 2016. Biden received a briefing on the coronavirus pandemic from several health experts in Wilmington, Delaware. At a news conference, the Democratic presidential nominee said an image of frozen Trump supporters stranded after the president's rally in Omaha, Nebraska, captures Trump's whole approach to the coronavirus crisis.
He makes a lot of big pronouncements, but they don't hold up. He gets his photo op and then he gets out. He leaves everyone else to suffer the consequence of his failure to make a responsible plan.
More than 71 million Americans have already voted ahead of next week's election. That is more than half the number that voted in total in 2016. The CEOs of Twitter, Facebook, and Google faced some tough questions at a Senate hearing Wednesday for alleged anti-conservative bias in the company's social media platforms. Lawmakers of both parties are assessing the company's tremendous power to disseminate speech and ideas and are looking to challenge their long-enjoyed bedrock legal protections for online speech. Stocks plummeted on Wall Street as surging coronavirus cases in the United States and Europe threatened more business shutdowns and the lagging economy. The Dow Jones Industrials lost 3.43%. The S&P dropped by 3.5%. The Nasdaq plummeted by 3.73%. Investors are afraid that even if restrictive lockdowns don't return, the worsening pandemic could scare away customers and sap business profits.